are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, we're about 5 to 6 minutes past the hour. One of my computers says 5 minutes past the hour. Another one of my computers says 6 minutes past the hour. Good morning, Don. How's it going? All right, so, you know, I was looking back at some of my old emails where some of you at the birth of Obamacare and at the Supreme Court passing of Obamacare, and when I would discuss government already knowing a lot of what we do, government takeover, holding on to our guns and not letting them violate our Second Amendment rights. Some of you, like, for example, here's Randall back in 2010. You radio broadcasters are fanatics and unethical, perpetuating the myth that government is taking over and knows our business. I can't even go on to all the different emails I've gotten throughout the years. Okay? So then, you know, yesterday news breaks of the whole PRISM program, right, that is taking information, right, on us from Google and Facebook, etc. And then, okay, so you would think somebody would say, all right, well, Dahlia, you were right this whole time. No. No, this is an email I got yesterday. Doctor, you seemed a little nonchalant that the government is collecting our records. First of all, nonchalant. I wasn't being nonchalant. I just didn't want to have to say, I told you so, half a trillion times. Okay? I'm not shocked by any of this. So, all you people out there that thought that me and other radio hosts and maybe some of us doctors against Obamacare were crazy and messed up in the head. No. All right? I mean, can you see why our levels of suspicion were justified? Okay? And that's why I really wasn't that shocked yesterday. Okay? I don't think a lot of you were. This is what we've been telling the liberals this whole time. Even the ACLU now is upset. This is interesting. Did you guys see this headline from the New York Times? Apparently, in an editorial yesterday, there was a quote, "The administration has now lost all credibility. Mr. Obama is proving the truism that the executive will use any power it is given and very likely to abuse it." That was from the editorial board of the New York Times. Okay, I mean, what year is this now? 2013, and the rest of the country starting to figure this out. Okay, so I know nobody will extrapolate this or think laterally and understand why we still have issues with lawmakers and their gun control agenda. I know for some people, they're still going to be, huh, I don't get how the two are related. But as far as I'm concerned, it's all related, right? Yeah, and again, I started this discussion when Obamacare passed and urged, if not mandated, the computerization and electronic medical record keeping. Okay, I told you then, and I'm telling you now, I don't think our records are safe. I think somebody will have the power to read them. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, nobody's interested in your medical records or how many times you've had gonorrhea, hypothetically, or your Facebook posts or your lovey-dovey phone conversations with your husband. Okay, I know nobody cares. I'll agree with you. All right? I don't really think the government really, really cares if I had an ovarian tumor or I had a breast biopsy. I don't really think they per se care, but could it later be used against me? Oh, absolutely. Right? The residence, our residence where we live, in which we house our guns in a gun safe. Yeah. I think the government may find some of that information relevant. There's a big difference between somebody who really gives a heart and dude or somebody finding some sort of information relevant. I told you guys I don't trust a national system for our medical health records. And that, I mean, that should have been a no-brainer once the CIA and the Senate got hacked. I mean, I don't even know why I had to explain that to anybody. All right? Then we have a government that's, you know, perusing and judiciously analyzing Google, Facebook information, Verizon phone calls, I guess at least five companies, right? Is it five or nine companies? Now nine internet companies, right? You know, working with this PRISM program to allow the government to have the information they need now. You know, we finally see the liberal media cover the story. Okay, I mean, Benghazi now hardly saw anything, right? The IRS audits, okay, now we're finally starting to see the government or the liberal media broadcasting and covering these stories. But, you know, I'm a little torn by what we have to do, okay? Because, you know, I'd like to, though, say just a couple quick positive things. And like I said yesterday, when the CIA was able, and the FBI was able to thwart the New York City Times Square bombing, all right, we all said pretty damn good job, right? Okay? Now, I'm not saying they have a right to look at our medical records, they have a right to look at our phone records, etc. But if we do have some pretty damn good, successful thwarting, you know, attempts at thwarting terrorist acts, okay, I think the government needs to do a couple things. Number one is, can you clue us in? You're not getting any support from us because after we saw Benghazi and that cluster, after we saw IRS, after we've seen everything we've seen thus far, we have no faith in our government. Even the New York Times is saying the administration has now lost all credibility. So how do you, I'm opening it up to you guys. How do you suggest we handle our national security? Is this something that should be going on all along? Should they be watching? Should they be profiling? Or should we have our privacy and they do things a different way? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, so while we are in an administration that is moving towards being more in control of things, being more in control of our health care, having health care records electronically distributed throughout the country, which on one hand does make sense. I mean, if we're not going to be conspiracy theorists, I understand having electronic medical records, communicating, right? An LA doctor could communicate with an ER physician in New York if one of the LA citizens ends up in a New York hospital. That does make sense. It does. Okay? It does. From a practicality standpoint, from a protecting the tree standpoint, I get that. I'm not stupid. I get that. All right. But what I don't get is the ability for us to maintain our privacy. Now, I've been very cynical about privacy issues, whether it was our phone calls, whether it was our health records, whether it was the government knowing who has the guns, just because I, you know, my family's experience, my own experience as a physician. I mean, for example, in the medical realm, insurance companies know all my patients' diagnoses, which I think is completely wrong, because the only way we get to, you know, get the MRI covered or authorized or the visit authorized or the blood work covered is we got to shell out the patient's private diagnoses. And, you know, there are humans looking at these diagnoses, and they are looking at the names. So as a doctor, I've never seen the patient privacy that we have sworn to uphold and protect, because once that diagnosis leaves our office to go to an insurance company, we have no idea what the insurance company is doing with the diagnosis. Now, they promise and they swear that they are, protecting it and keeping it under wraps, and so you hope that none of those systems are getting looked at or hacked or et cetera. What about the phone calls? Okay, I call in a prescription for some penicillin for somebody. I call in the prescription, that's on a phone record. Okay, if phones are tapped or we're able to listen to everything now because it's electronically, there really is no protection, there really is no privacy. So I've been very aware this whole time that we don't have a privacy issue. Now, that doesn't mean I think it's okay. I'm just aware of it. Over the break, and our number to hear from you guys, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One of you called in asking if I could comment on how Israel does it in terms of keeping their borders safe and what do they do for national security. I don't know much about, if they globally look at everyone's calls. I don't want to get into that. I think Israeli intelligence is extremely efficient, and I wouldn't underestimate any of their intelligence capabilities. But there was a report in the Haaretz discussing secret police units and undercover cops, and their undercover infrastructure is phenomenal and extremely successful. So they are able to hopefully thwart many terrorist attacks. Not to mention, as we had discussed with the schools, many Israeli schools, if not all of them, have armed guards. So in addition to them using their intelligence techniques, they also have armed guards everywhere. If you've ever been to Israel, there's military everywhere. All right, you feel pretty safe. Pretty cool guys, too. You feel pretty safe. All right, my family lives among Arab Israelis and Islamic Israelis, and everybody seems to get along fine. Everything looks good, etc. I mean, it's, there's a lot of undercover type, from what I understand, units that are there. And I wouldn't be surprised if certain phone calls are being monitored. I don't know if it's to this degree where they're watching the Facebook, but remember, in Israel, it's a whole different lifestyle. Okay? I mean, ever since they've existed, they've expected war, which is why everybody gets trained for the military. Everybody knows where the nearest bomb shelter is. Okay, and so I think anybody would be stupid to have a private phone conversation about a bomb talking from one family member to another. They just don't do it. Any of the citizens that mind their own business and, live life normally, they aren't going to use key words like that. Okay, whether they assume the phones are being bugged or not, some people do, some people don't. I've had family in Israeli intelligence. You can only get X amount of information because it is Israeli intelligence, so you're not supposed to, know too much. But, you don't have this, need for the government to, get in your face and be all involved. And it's a much different attitude there because they're united. This is a problem I think we have in America today. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We are such a divided country. We are very suspicious of our government. If we understood the government's plan, like for example, if this was pre-World War II, and even during World War II, all right, many people understood the rations. They understood why you had to be given those coupons. I actually have some of those from World War II, those little coupons and ration tickets that you get for gasoline, for food, etc. All right. Now, you could have had some conspiracy theorists at the time going, all right, this is the Nazis and our government. They're trying to starve us. That's why we can't get food when we want to. We're not a free country, etc. But no, you really didn't have that much of an uproar at that time because everybody was pretty united. All right. Whether we disagreed with FDR's policies or not, All right. Many Americans were extremely united around the war. It was all about the war effort, war bonds, sending women to work, sending our men to the military, rationing, a much different American flavor at that time. Okay. Now we don't, you know, yeah, you know, we're in wartime. I mean, we have been in the last 20 years, but nothing like World War II. And we see an administration that does things that makes no sense, and so our spidey sense kicks in. The Obamacare bill in and of itself, the 2,200 pages of things that would be like, oh, did anybody sane write this? I mean, did everybody take their medications when they wrote this bill? When you read it, it makes absolutely no sense. It's probably one of the most schizophrenic pieces of legislation I've ever seen. So you see something like this passed, then you see the Supreme Court not only agree it's unconstitutional, but then actually tweak the bill so that it could be constitutional, calling it a tax, and you're like, well, wait a second, what's going on? All right, then we have an uprising of violence in the United States, and then the government wants to control the guns. All right. I mean, control the good guys with the guns. They don't seem to be figuring out how to handle the bad guys getting the guns, but they seem to target the good guys with the guns. Then we have the IRS targeting certain political groups. Of course we're suspicious. Then we hear this with the National Security Agency and the FBI tapping into several internet servers. Right, of the U.S. internet companies. Mind you, we all are supposed to be moving to internet, by the way. If anybody's a conspiracy theorist now, I don't think they're that crazy. No wonder. I mean, what are we supposed to think? Now, the government then comes out and says, you know, look, okay, you know, we're trying to thwart attacks. Well, then fine, clue us in. None of this secretive stuff. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, the government's been up front with us. The government tells us what we need to know. They did it with Benghazi. We have no faith in our government. And that is what is scary. Now, even if we, let's say, vote in a Republican in 2016, which I don't see that highly likely with Hillary Clinton running, but let's say we get a Republican in 2016. I mean, is that going to win over? Is that going to unite the American people? I don't know. Unfortunately, a lot of times what unites the American people is war. Which is why anytime you see, you know, bad things happen, you know, within an administration, right, immediately there's something that has to happen, worldwide to make us all kind of scared and go, oh, okay, well, we'll all, you know, I guess we'll trust our government just a little bit more. But what I think is probably the biggest risk to our security is not the phone tapping, not the looking at our Facebook posts, not the demanding our electronic health records are mandatory. It's the lack of distrust for our government and the lack of our government coming forth and being honest with us. I cannot believe a gosh darn thing our government tells us anymore. We are so divided, but even more so, we're so confused. We're confused. Don't go away. I see you guys on the line. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Wondering what went wrong. We're a little clueless. We should probably we should have seen it coming. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We got James on the line. Hey, James, how you doing, buddy?
Good. Just wanted to share a little light on what's going on with the government. I don't claim to have all the answers, but I am not party, political party, or religious denomination affiliated in any way, shape, or form. Therefore, I'm not Democrat, Republican, et cetera. But the way I see it and the reason I say that is because I, about 8 years or so ago, I managed to step outside the box and kind of look outside at what was going on. And I see a lot of infighting and division among people where they think, oh, okay, it's Republicans, it's Democrats, it's all this bickering back and forth. And while people are busy fighting about that, then you've got the government entities behind that that are doing these things, and then they're just shifting the blame back and forth. The reality of the situation is you've got a small group of about 140 people that are part of this group called the Bilderbergs that are meeting in London right now as we speak. Mm-hmm. These guys are multi-billionaires. I mean, they are the richest people in the world. And these are the guys that control all the business, corporations, all the stuff that's going on. So anything that needs to be done or they want to get done, they just go through the government and say, hey, here's the next step. This is what you need to do, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And the government, the president, all these other people just fall in line and follow along with that.
No, James, thank you. Thank you for calling and definitely giving insight. I think, you know, we all are pretty savvy to, you know, knowing that everything isn't 100% democratically done and things are pushed through and the lobbyists control. And I think we're all aware of that. And like I have been saying all along, I'm not surprised that people are looking at our phone records, although this just in, Obama, in his speech to young Californians in San Jose, California, Obama's there right now speaking to urge young people to file enrollment papers for the exchanges, because I guess these enrollees, we need young people putting money into the system. So he's right now in San Jose, California, preaching to people to sign up for the healthcare exchanges, because apparently a lot of the young people still aren't, they don't want to put money into health insurance. So he's right now talking to them now, but he did stop to say that nobody is reading our phone call transcripts. Okay, they are not targeting any American citizens with this. And so, if I could be as devil's advocate as I can, government needs to watch what's going on. There's a lot of kooky stuff always being planned. We all see that, all right? We even see American citizens shoot each other. All right, we know there's stuff going on, and we expect our government, we do, mind you, we expect our government to thwart the attack before it happens. Anytime there's an attack, the first thing we do is go back and go, well, why didn't the authorities stop it? I mean, look at that cop that was grilled, the cop that had, Castro, the Edwin Castro, the one that had locked up three women. Amanda Berry, De Jesus, the three women, the man who had kidnapped them and had assaulted them, etc., had been pulled over by a cop a couple years ago. Everyone's grilling, why did the cop see the signs? Why didn't he arrest them? And it was just, I guess, something for a license plate that had been a little loose on one side, etc. So we expect our government to be, and our first responders, and our police officers, and our FBI, CIA, SWAT team, Navy SEALs, to be on top of every single thing. All right? You know, we expect them. But then we get mad if there's quote-unquote profiling. Or what about Sheriff Joe in Arizona? What he's doing, they're claiming, according to a judge, is discrimination. Now, Sheriff Joe is given the responsibility of protecting Arizona from, you know, dangerous illegal immigrants coming in. What is he supposed to do if he has to be politically correct? So there's a fine line, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There's a fine line between, protecting our country, our national security, preventing attacks and privacy issues and profiling, etc. Now, from what we understand, with going back to one of the callers wanting to know what happens in Israel, I mean, in Israel, when you're in the Israeli airport, when you're at, you know, El Al or Ben Gurion airport over there, they are watching you. In fact, I got pulled over because of my name, Dahlia. Right? And they asked me who I was. They asked me if I was a citizen. They asked me whatever. All right. I did. I got pulled to the side. It was a very easy interview, very easy discussion. I didn't feel scared, and I felt it was all appropriate. I had no problem partaking in that. You know, and you don't have this huge upheaval. Oh my gosh, they're, you know, infringing on our rights. They profiled me. You know, they profile. What are we supposed to do? Okay, Americans have to make a decision. But then on the flip side, If we trusted our government, we wouldn't be having this debate. If we had such belief and such confidence in our government that the government said, look, guys, from what we understand, I mean, if they would come forth, look, guys, there's a lot of stuff being planned from what we understand. We need to figure this out, okay? And we aren't going to say how we're going to figure it out, right? Because otherwise the bad guys are going to learn how to avoid us, but we need to figure this out. Just like with Israel, in their national newspaper, saying, look, guys, we got undercover groups out there. That's what we're doing. And I bet most of the citizens there are happy. They're like, good. Same thing with healthcare. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, we need to lower healthcare costs. We need to find out who's spending the most. We need to see where most of the illnesses are because we're ordering too many tests looking at illnesses that are rare, etc. Well, one way that that would have to be done would be somebody looking at the records. Do you want the privacy or do you want the lower healthcare costs? Now, personally, from a medical standpoint, I want the privacy because I think there's been a lack of privacy this whole time because insurance companies need your healthcare codes and it's done nothing to prevent healthcare costs from rising. And big thanks to Obamacare for that puppy. So as far as I'm concerned, no, I don't see how violating patients' privacy is going to help decrease that much in healthcare costs. I understand about test redundancy, et cetera, but then you don't need to know the results. Maybe you could, you know, maybe somebody could say there was already blood work. All right, there was blood work done. We don't need to have the results being faxed all over the place unless the patient gives permission and then somebody wants it, et cetera. So in some cases, I don't mind about the privacy. As for me, I really have nothing that secretive to say, and I'm always aware that somebody could be listening to my phone. So I apologize if anybody thinks I was nonchalant about this yesterday, but I'm just not shocked by any of this. Now, when we come back from break, we're going to talk about the San Onofre nuclear plant closure in California. Many activists are happy, but 1,100 people are going to be losing their jobs. We're also going to be talking about how cheese may prevent cavities. I guess researchers have figured out why birds don't have penises. Not sure how that's medically relevant to all of us, but important nonetheless. Then a report has come out of Israel, by the way, that marijuana could prevent brain damage, all right, even after traumatic injury. So as you can see, we've got still very busy show today. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse,
social unrest,
natural disasters,
government takeover,
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. We are coming up. I can't believe we're already coming up on the weekend. When we are off air, I'm still on and answering your medical questions, et cetera. Actually, before I get this to this nuclear plant story, Allison writes, or Allison wants to know about vaping. She started vaping 2 weeks ago to quit smoking Marlboros. How good is it for you inhaling properly glycol? What's your take on vaping? So she's a little worried about these e-cigs and inhaling the propylene glycol that's in them. The e-cigs appear to be safer than cigarettes, but can still cause problems. We'll probably spend more time next week because we still got so much to talk about. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But basically, in a nutshell, your e-cigs have a vaporized form of your nicotine. And in addition to that, there's other things within the mixture, like the polypropylene glycol. From what I'm hearing, the polypropylene glycol can actually irritate the lungs. I think a study done about a year ago had found that some of the chemicals that are in the e-cigs can damage the lungs as well. Even though it's less than a cigarette, mind you, I get that. Still, I believe there was a study that found quote-unquote significant airway resistance after 10 minutes of use. Now, airway resistance, you feel a lot of times when you can't breathe in and you can't breathe out. It's that resistance effect. And with resistance, you get some wheezing. So the fact that they found some people wheezing with this, again, could be an issue. And keep in mind, many of you who smoke that are getting off smoking already have some, you know, more vulnerable lungs to begin with. Then on top of that, the nicotine, and we've talked about the nicotine. The nicotine is carcinogenic in and of itself, because what it does is and we've talked about this, it paralyzes the cilia, which is supposed to spew out pollutants. The cilia is those little kind of worm-like projections along your bronchial tree that's supposed to spew out the pollutants as it gets into the lungs. And so with that, if you don't have that defensive mechanism, then if you live in a polluted area or something's getting into your lungs, etc., boom, that could cause cancer. So with that, they're better than cigarettes, better than cigars. But yes, these e-cigs do have risks in and of itself. Also, another story we need to talk about later this morning are the pets getting lung cancer from their owners. We're seeing more and more lung cancer veterinary patients. So our pets get lung cancer as well. Let's go to the phone lines, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Matt calling from Nebraska. Hey, Matt, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, I could be better. How are you?
Good, good. What's going on?
My dad got diagnosed with stage 4 brain and lung cancer last month.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And then I had a friend, her mom got it, and then she didn't even smoke, and she took 4 months, and she just died like 2 months ago. I looked it up. Is there any alternative medicine they can take that chemo, or probably not, or...
You know, it's tough. I mean, it all depends on where the cancer started. So if, let's say, somebody has a brain tumor, just a brain tumor, some of these brain tumors are benign. We could treat the brain tumor in and of itself. There's lasers. You cross the path of the lasers. It could destroy the brain tumor. There's chemotherapy, radiation, etc. If the cancer, however, started in the lung and spread to the brain, that seems to be a little bit more difficult to fix, although we have had stage 4 cancer patients successfully treated with chemo and radiation. I mean, look at Michael Douglas. Michael Douglas had stage 4 throat cancer. We all thought he was a goner. Thank the Lord. He's still alive and well. From what we understand, he said it's in remission. And that was a stage 4 throat cancer, which can very easily go to the brain and kill you. I've seen people die within months of that. So what I usually do, and what I usually recommend, now you're out of Nebraska, right? What city in Nebraska?
Nebraska.
I got family in Papillion and Omaha. I love Nebraska. Gorgeous state. What I usually recommend is a trip to UCLA, a trip to Mayo Clinic, you know, and see what the best, Harvard, what the best of the best is out there that can do. And it blows my mind how many quote-unquote stage 4 cancer patients have still been able to fight it. Now, mind you, if anybody who wrote Obamacare is listening to this, they'll be, you know, probably screaming at the radio, no, don't do that. If, God forbid, they're terminal, let them be terminal. But no, I've seen so many people successfully battle the fight and get many more years, and they were good years. They weren't, you know, what is his prognosis? How long did they tell him he'll have to live?
My mom didn't get that answer because she didn't want to hear it. So, and the year before that, she lost both her legs smoking still.
Oh, my. Oh, that's rough. That's a lot. Gosh, Matt, you're handling a lot. What I would do is, if you want to know, go with your dad to the doctor or ask your dad to give the doctor permission to talk to you, and then get the nitty-gritty. But also find out why the doctor thinks the certain prognosis is, okay? There's, from what I understand also, and I'm sorry if I don't have it handy, there's supposed to be some sort of a website portal through Harvard oncology department, and I apologize if I'm not getting the facts 100% right, where some of my patients have submitted the information to these Harvard doctors that their current doctor in their current town has suggested, and they weigh in, or you can blindly tell them what's going on, they give their recommendation, and you see if it matches what's going on with your loved one. I apologize, I don't have that at the tip of my tongue, but some of my patients have taken advantage of it, and they found that extremely helpful, and I think it's free, or it hardly costs anything. So get some answers, because I can't think how many people were told they had 6 months to live, and they live for a good 5 years. It all depends on what type of things can be done to stave things off. And we're talking good quality life type of extra 5 years. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right, Matt. Hang in there. Prayers go into your family. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. I inherited a patient, lovely man, who was told that he was going to probably not live past 2003. Now, he came to my office in 2010, and I'm looking at these records going, okay, you know, hi, nice to meet you, but that was like the first letter, that, you know, report that I looked at. 2003, you have stage 4 colon cancer. It's 2010. I'm so glad you're here. Are you back from the dead? What's going on? He said, they said I wouldn't live past 2003. And here I am. He had stage 4 colon cancer that spread to the lung, but the type of tumor that spread to the lung was what we call scoopable. And it was something that they could scoop out. They'd give him chemo. They would do the treatments. They'd get his CEA level back down. And this guy was golfing. He was doing, I mean, he did well. Now, late 2011, 2012, something happened pretty quickly. And he died. And he died fairly quickly. Cancer-related. Despite the treatment that he was getting out of UCLA, etc. But whatever his prognosis was, he outlived it almost a decade later. You know, I really urge all of you, before you throw in the towel, and we don't want you loading the gun, etc., all right, to get all the facts that you can, get all the second opinions. There's this big movement now to not treat terminal patients and to stop doing the chemotherapy, etc., because we're trying to save money. But having your grandpa around or your father around for another 9 years, to me, is worth the fight. All right, guys, don't go away. Let's talk about the San Onofre nuclear plant that has some faulty pipes is being closed. We're going to have 1,100 people out of jobs. What's going on there, as well as marijuana for brain injury. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Come to the Gluten-Free Expo at Ernie's Pub and Grill in Burnsville, Minnesota, Sunday, June 9th. We'll be giving away free samples of great gluten-free products. Vendors including Bob's Red Mill, Pamela's Products, Mary's Gone Crackers, and much more. Experience supplements from Dr. Wallet, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. One day only, Sunday, June 9th, from 3 to 6 p.m. Visit ErniesPub.com or call 952-435-2867.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.